I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
That's a fun little dancing song.
She's born in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
raised in Australia.
Strange little accent when just a little bit we heard her saying on the Fallon show.
Moved to Seoul, South Korea for her career.
Oh boy. Wow.
And is known mononymously.
Mononymously?
I've never seen that written.
Mononymously
as Rosé or Rosie.
Oh, but only if you know 80% of the lyrics on her album.
Her name is Roseanne Park. Born in 97.
Oh, that's the year we started here. She's just a kid.
Well, she's 27.
Right, just a kid. Make it through this year.
Anyway.
That is a super cute. I love the bridge in that, too. It's a very cute little song. Like, that's a happy way to start the day.
I was trying to see if she's from the band Blackpink, but I don't see...
Oh, you think she's a spinoff from that? Like, so she moved from Australia to Seoul to do the K-pop thing? Is that her deal?
Oh, she was in Blackpink.
Oh, okay.
Or is, and just is doing a solo album. Anyway, I'm looking at Wiki, so what do I know?
Well, whatever Wiki knows.
Listen to the Jane show. She knows all,
she knows all the stuff.
The Rosie stuff.
She's like fully, you know, Jane's kind of a musicologist.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Weeknd. Is coming to town, and we've got your tickets for that. He's got a big tour coming up, the After Hours Till Dawn tour, and it's stopping at Levi's Stadium on July 8th, and we have chances throughout the day for you to get these code words. You send them to our contest line. We've got a pair for you at 9:05. There's another pair around lunchtime, 12:05, and then Jane's got three pairs, 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05. Courtesy of Live Nation. Thank you so much, Live Nation. Kind of a theme in our first look at the trash this morning. Things we didn't know were sexy. Maybe it should just be things I didn't know were sexy. I didn't know that you could buy sexy Build-A-Bears. Were you aware of the sexy Build-A-Bear? So there's a...
No.
There's even a song for this. I don't know if you can play this thing. It's a post that Build-A-Bear put up. Oh, here we go. Here's the, this is the cougar. She's got her claws. She's a cougar. So this is a Build-A-Bear. I don't know, dressed like a rich 40-year-old. I'm not sure. Did you look at the thing up here?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, so she's there. They're sliding the weird little cougar hands into the outfit. It's like posing sexy looks, and it's wearing high heels. I just didn't realize. I mean, it's got to be a Valentine's thing. I just think of it as being such a fun kid thing to do, and yet here they are. It's like an 18 and up thing. I mean, I don't know if that means you can use it for stuff, but...
It reminds me of the time our gay intern, he didn't know he was gay at the time, was...
We helped him find
He was
out.
At some lady's house.
Yes.
Getting with her.
Mm-hmm.
And her bed was covered with stuffed animals.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and I remember him saying, she's a lot older than me. And then he said a bunch of other stuff where I went, you don't like girls.
Yeah. Yes, the way he described her parts.
Yeah, he
went, oh, you're not into that.
You don't like girls.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you know you don't like girls? The way you just said that would lead anyone to believe.
Right. And then as we questioned him further, it came out that, you know, there had been incidents.
He'd done
that
some
would prove
things.
That, yeah, sure, that if you really, like, thought on it for a moment, you might go, oh, I'm not into girls. I'm into boys.
Right. But anyway, the adult stuffed animal is a thing, and so maybe that's the deal.
It's got to be. I mean, it is literally called the cougar.
You can't give that to your kid.
No. Right? That would be inappropriate, unless your kid loves cougars. Or maybe your mom is a cougar.
Yeah, it's mom.
And you're like, look, here's a little doll to remind you of me. Gotta go. Bye.
Gotta go meet some young boys at the bar.
Gotta go to the bar.
Oh, you know, I had a story, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know if I can find it quick enough. Oh, here it is.
Is it about cougars?
It is.
All right.
Women are just as likely to want younger partners as men, according to a study.
Well, it's like I was saying to you the other day, like you forget that you're old. Like
that is true.
I forget all the time that I'm old. So I see some hot dude and I'm like, oh, hey, you know, I'll put my little like flirty face on. I go, Sarah, stop it. You're 100 years old. What are you doing?
But anyway,
you're going to flirt with that guy.
Oh, the study's
like,
out
okay,
of,
grandma.
The study's out of Davis.
Oh, as in UC?
Yeah.
Mm.
And they were able to, you know, they should just ask people. But anyway, they were able to figure out that women.
Yeah.
Like dating younger people, just like men do.
Mm.
The cougar thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, that's real, right? She's divorced. She's got some money. She knows who she is, and she's had a couple drinks. Let's go, youngster. Mm-hmm. Let me show you how things work.
I like it.
Yeah, I like
okay.
it too.
Well, how did this, what is this? What is this about?
It's just a Build-A-Bear. It's a sexy time Build-A-Bear.
Oh, okay.
I put it up on the Sarah and Benny Facebook page if you want to look. I just thought it was funny. They actually like came up with a song. Like she's on the prowl. This cuddly cougar's in her prime and looking for a good time. Get your paws on her at the Bear Cave. It's like an online weird thing, I guess. It looks like, because I always thought Build-A-Bear was you actually like pick the color of the fur, you stuffed the thing, you put the clothes on it. It looks like this one is pre-made. It's got the heels. It's got the leather skirt. It's got the, I guess, is it almost like being a cannibal if you're a cougar, but you've skinned a cheetah to get your coat? Like, what is that just, or is, you know, just.
Might be overthinking it just a tad.
I don't know. She's all cougary in her. She got her black low-rise boots on.
They're going to sell exactly zero of those, so whatever.
I don't know. Buy one for the cougar. Like, here you go, Mom. We got this for you.
Is that you at the deuce? To the boys?
Yeah, that's me. You know me. I'm always like, you know, slutting it up and heading over to the deuce just to make eyes at dudes. Oh, my God. I was at the deuce a few weeks ago, and... It was so funny.
The Deuce is a bar in Mill Valley, everyone.
It's the 2 a.m. club. It's right on Miller in Mill Valley. Ding, ding, shame. And it is a dive bar, but it also isn't. It's like, it's sort of a rite of passage. Like, my kids were so psyched when they got to go to the Deuce because everybody's parents go to the Deuce. And then, like, the kids who've graduated school and have come back to town, they're like, we're going to go hang at the Deuce. Oh, sorry, you're only 20. You can't go. So when they finally get to go to the Deuce, and then they realize, of course, it's just like a... It's just a bar like any other. But the people who work there, the guy who owns it's wicked nice, and he and John are close, and their softball team goes there all the time. But I was over there, and I don't know anybody in the place except the guys that I'm with. And I'm watching these kids playing. They're children. They're like little kids, and they're playing pool and just, you know, it's the whole becoming the adult that you want to be. Like watching someone who's 22 years old behaving the way that they think is cool and, you know, drinking and swearing and, you know, and it was like so weirdly charming and amusing. Like, oh, look, there we go. Just someone growing up and or several someone's growing up and just being dorks in a bar. And I'm the old lady going, oh, you silly old silly little boys.
So did you take him home and show him what's what?
Well, I was with John, so I had to go home with him. So
too bad.
I didn't think you'd figured out what you're going to use that hot tub for. Hey, boys.
Hey, guys, I've got a hot tub in my house. You know, I know that there's a whole stereotype that goes along with that. So I will be making jokes about it, I'm sure. But man, that I cannot wait for that hot tub. Oh, my God. Like, I keep thinking about Vinny's hot tub. Like, I almost want to go down and visit Vinny.
You
like,
think about my think, hot tub more right? than I do, but, you know.
Definitely
good for you.
Do.
Good for you.
Like, you know, it was funny. You're talking about, like, hanging out with your daughter yesterday, how you had all this stuff to do, and then you finally get home. And I mean, I was like, did you guys go in the hot tub together?
She asked. We didn't.
Oh, are the girls using it all the time?
All the time.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
A couple things from It's Jane. Save the cursive. I want to see it when I get in.
No.
No, we're saving it. Don't worry. Well, it's back in Vinny's hands.
It's
so
already
he's
been scribbled
it
out.
Oh,
it's
my
gone,
God.
Jane. Sorry about that. I
and
didn't
then
know.
She was talking about, because Rosie was, we just played the Rosie and Bruno Mars song. Rosé. And she says that clip that she sent us was from about a month ago. She said, I just thought you'd think it was good insight. And we did. We loved it. Thank you, Jane. Thanks for sharing it. Okay, so back to today's theme. Things we didn't know were sexy. I did not know that they were sexy Build-A-Bears. In fact, that's not even a Build-A-Bear. That's a Build-A-Cat. It's up on the Serenity Facebook page. Okay, here we go. Damn. Is Steve Harvey's daughter on your radar? Things I didn't know were sexy.
No.
She is named Lori. Steve Harvey. He's the Family Feud host. He's the guy who called out the wrong winner of the Miss Universe pageant.
He's a mountaineer.
Okay.
Oh, he went to West Virginia.
All right.
You got to be kidding me.
Go Mountaineers. I did not know you guys were claiming him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Steve Harvey has she's a stepdaughter. Her name is Lori, and she is on the first print issue of Playboy in 5 years. So she's on the cover, and then there's a spread inside. I don't know if they just don't show any of the nudity.
I got it up on the screen if you want to see it, Ben.
I don't know if because
she has his last name?
Yes, a stepdaughter. So he married her mother and...
And she must have been pretty young.
And took, she must have been, and took the name, I guess, or the maybe was adopted.
They adopt. That was how
he adopted.
My dad
somebody's...
adopted me. And we don't say step after you've been adopted.
Oh, okay. Then it's just his daughter.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, it's funny because I didn't, only just now
like
saw it. Well, yeah, I don't know.
She's gorgeous.
She is. Now, hold on. Look. Continue to look at some of the pictures. There is really, that's my favorite right there. She's wearing like, I don't know, thigh high nylons, those pull up things that look like they need a garter belt to hold them up. And they're pale blue and she's sort of semi bent over in like sort of a floofy dress. You can see the curve
that's
of her butt.
That's supposed to be like an Alice play?
I guess. Like, yeah, Alice in Wonderland. And she's got she has bunnies on leashes in that
right.
photo. It's kind of cute. And there's a bunch of pictures. Is there, I was just not aware of.
No spread eagle photos? None?
No.
All tasteful. Nude, really.
No, there's the curve of a boob. There's a curve of a butt. And that's really it.
I'm sure in the magazine they have.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, it is on. This is on Instagram. So it is possible that they went, well, we don't want this to get taken down. So Steve Harvey's stepdaughter. Yet another thing I was not aware was sexy. It's pretty good. I don't know why they're issuing a print version of Playboy. It's the first one in 5 years. I guess that they have continued to do an online Playboy thing, and maybe once in a great while they're putting one of these out. First one in 5 years. I think it's, I don't know what month it's supposed to be. I guess that really doesn't matter, but.
I'd love to see them save it. I know that for me, Playboy was a very big part of my come up, if you will. And at the time, it was such a part of pop culture. the magazines. There they were behind the counter at 7-Eleven. You know, young boys were all riveted. But now with the internet, it's just not, I don't see it making it.
Right.
I can see it being a great place for someone like Lori Harvey to do some tasteful nudes. And so maybe it will be more of a celebrity or semi-celebrity kind of thing.
And I'm wondering if it's going to be bigger, because here's what the caption says. Playboy's 2025 print issue. So maybe they're, yes.
Okay.
So maybe they haven't done it in 5 years, but maybe that's the deal. They're about to make this happen. You know what? As I'm looking through these pictures, I realize, like, one of the things about Playboy magazine, when you're, I don't know, a kid our age, a kid, but now you're our age, you know that they would hide one of those little bunnies on every cover. Mm. But as I'm looking through this, I see it in a couple of these pictures too. And I'm wondering if that's going to be part of, you know, what they're.
Why wouldn't you?
Right, exactly. Because now I'm like sitting here staring at these pictures going, oh, where's the other bunnies? Let me find that. See if I can find it in this picture. But anyways, I just didn't realize that was still happening, but it is.
Well, or I'm a boy and I didn't realize it. So, and I grew up on Playboy. So,
but like you said, you grew up on Playboy until you found out that there were magazines that showed a lot more than Playboy did. Well, and then Playboy was like, who needs that?
And even then, the magazines that showed more that I liked and was interested in, it wasn't like I had $10 to go buy a magazine all the time.
Right.
So you would really overwork the one or three you had.
Sure. And then you'd be, you know, prowling out in the woods where dudes, for some reason, I don't know what single guy who hasn't found a stash of porn in the woods.
You don't prowl for it, though. You just happen upon them.
Okay. What are you doing in the woods?
It's a lucky happenstance. You just...
We're kids. Where else are we going to go? You didn't roam around in the woods?
Of course
when you
I roamed around in the woods.
Well, then that's where you
but
found
But I wasn't
them.
Looking for porn. I wasn't lifting things up all and right. going around. I never found porn in the woods, but every dude I know did. Must have been thinking, like, look at that hollow log. I guess I better look in there and just see what's going on. Do you ever find porn in the woods?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, same. And it's not like you leave your porn there thinking it'll be safe here. I mean, you know there is weather. And other boys.
I never know.
Is it a gift for the next generation?
No, I think it's someone has been told to throw that away or a kid who's just trying to hide. Who knows what all the different reasons for someone hiding. But I've happened upon it in different... It wasn't always the woods. I didn't really have... I had orange groves, farms all over. But I found them in the little hidey spot behind Safeway. There were some.
Some
bushes.
But that's where you used to go to smoke, too. You hung out in the bushes behind the Safeway.
Absolutely. Huh. 100%.
Could you be seen?
No.
So that's you'd why hide we went in there. What, is it one of those bushes that, like, there's a green outer thing, but then inside it's like a space
the
you can hang out?
Around my housing tract went along the main street, Culver, and then came along the back of the store of Safeway. So Safeway was up, and so there was a fence, and there were those houses, and on the other side of the fence were...
It's like a parking lot, the back area.
Like
a
planter, kind of long lengthwise planter where the back of the store was, where trucks would drop off grocery or, you know, the
Yeah, deliveries stuff. Or whatever.
But right there were some bushes, so you could walk off the cement... Into the dirt and up a little tiny berm, and then there was seating, and you had to walk through these bushes. So once you were on the other side of the bushes, there was seating and lighters and ciggies and candy.
It was like they created a place for.
We hadn't gotten to 40s yet, but we were certainly
on your way.
That's where ciggies happened.
Fun. I have one more thing I just want to mention real quick. I did not know we were getting more Jurassic, but I do love the Jurassic World. It's called Jurassic World Rebirth, and it stars, and they are putting some stars in this. You know Jonathan Bailey, the hunk from Wicked and from Bridgerton?
No.
Yeah, he's the boy that Elphaba wants, and he wants Elphaba.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
Jonathan Bailey in real life.
No, I mean in the
movie. I can't think of who it is. I can't think of what his name is.
Fiero, yes.
So that guy, so cute, but he's a scientist in this one, so he has glasses on. So it's Scarlett Johansson. Mahershala Ali is in it too. And I've got the first trailer and I put it up on the Serenity
Facebook
page. I don't
know if it's true, but I read Scarlett Johansson was saying every time the script for Jurassic Park was going around, she would tell her people, I'm available.
I want to be in that.
Oh, you saw this?
No, but but I can picture that.
Oh, yeah. So she was like, I've been trying to get in these pictures and finally I'm in.
I can't believe it took them that long if she was putting it out there.
I don't believe it for 1 second, but okay.
Well, she's in it. And it looks like, just from the quick look I gave to the trailer, because I didn't have time to watch the whole thing, it looks like she's some kind of expert in import-export. And she knows that there's some life-saving thing that you can get from one of these dinosaurs. They're going to try and sneak a dinosaur off the island. That's what it looks like is happening.
You know, not that I care. I am interested, though, in Michael Crichton wrote Jurassic Park 20-something years ago.
Even more than that.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah. And then he died.
Mm.
Meanwhile, I hope, and that's what I'm getting
He's written some great books.
I hope there is some family that fortune being made on this idea he had, because
it has to be, right?
Because the guy's not alive to enjoy all the money that book generated.
And these are blockbusters. I've seen every one of them. I love them.
You love them?
Yes. Really? Are you kidding me? Dinosaurs. I'm totally in. I love it. And it's like a horror movie, but with dinosaurs. It's so great. I love it. Anyway, Jurassic World Rebirth. ScarJo, Mahershala Ali, Jonathan Bailey, and do I see July 2nd? It's going to be a 4th of July
summer blockbuster.
And the trailer's up at the Serenity Facebook page. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Some people who date just become friends.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey there. It's Thursday. We're very close, very close. Check us out on the Alice 973 Instagram page. You can see pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank and its foundation.
Oh, Fremont Bank.
Fremont Bank Foundation. Fremont Bank and its foundation reaches organizations such as Boys and Girls Clubs of Silicon Valley, Oakland Children's Fairyland.
I love that place.
Music at the Mission, La Familia, and more. Visit FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com today. Okay, so it's still dark out, but and we weren't really supposed to see the rain until 8-ish.
Oh.
And I had a nice dry drive from when I left, but by the time I got near the city, it was starting to rain.
My app said 5 a.m. till 11 p.m. tonight.
And you had it the whole time?
You were here before 5. I was here by 5, yeah.
No rain for you?
No, I was here, yeah. No
okay, rain. Well, I got some rain, and it looks like we're going to see that all day.
Yay.
Well,
we need rain. We need
it
rain.
Also looks like yay we will be getting rain. Snow, and that's a big, important
that
part
is what we need.
Of dealing with storm action.
You were saying they were expecting feet of feet. It this weekend.
Exactly right.
Now, so that starts today with this particular mm-hmm. and the storm
supposed
stack.
To. Yep.
A stack of storms coming our way, you guys. Batten down the hatches.
Couple quick texts that are related to our previous break. So they're kind of timely. Let me get to these before I get started with the
news.
We're
talking about things that I didn't know were sexy.
Lori Harvey.
Oh, I didn't know she was sexy. No.
Steve Harvey's kid. And Michael B. Jordan were a thing for quite a while. Oh. Steve Harvey thought they were going to get married, and then they broke up. Jill from Montclair.
That's, you know what? Thank you, Jill. That is an excellent memory jog. Because I remember him. I vaguely remember there was a Steve Harvey, Michael B. Jordan. I'm very aware of Michael B. Jordan. I was very glad when they broke up.
Lori Harvey dated Diddy in 2019.
Oh,
she was
boy.
Engaged.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
So they say she was engaged to Michael B. Jordan up until recently.
Yeah.
I don't know how we ended. Oh, because Sarah said that Playboy is back, and we started talking about how young people often, especially of a certain age, like my age, mm-hmm. their whole thing was to happen upon the thrown away, discarded nudie magazines from somebody who'd obviously been told, get these out of the house.
Right. Some kind soul who, instead of putting them in a dumpster, just brought them out.
That's a dumpster is where a lot of people find stuff like that too.
Then you have to go into a dumpster though.
Kids play in dumpsters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was the dumpster diver.
I did too. Kids can put like, I can't get near a dumpster. Like I want to barf. There's this place, like I walk behind a supermarket near my house to cut through to the other street. And there's like certain days when I guess they've tossed out all the bad stuff. Like the garbage reek is so, it just brings me back to my childhood at the dump. I'm like,
have you walked by, wait, your childhood at the dump?
Did you go to the dump with your dad?
Not enough that I would say that anything has ever triggered a memory of times
took me
at
right
the
back.
Dump with my dad.
I actually like going to the dump with my dad, but that smell is just so... So you know the smell. I don't have to.
I know the smell.
Yeah. I always feel bad for like people who collect your trash because they got to smell that all the time. It's just, I would not ever want to get used to that smell. Ooh. Anyway, go
925
on.
Says they found magazines in the desert in Nevada. But they're discarded. Someone has been told, get that out of the house, and someone else can't just say goodbye.
Yeah.
They're your girlfriends in some strange, weird way. I absolutely can think of certain women from the Playboy mags.
We couldn't believe Barbie Benton. We couldn't believe that Maddie had never even heard of Barbie Benton.
Certain people
couldn't believe it
from those
days.
You're
just so much younger than us.
You say their name, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I loved her a lot.
Yeah.
Vin, you should change your Zother file to The Woods.
Oh,
the reason I hide my links to inspiration on my computer with the word Zother is because it's a Z.
As opposed to nothing, which is an N kind of midway through your files.
And it might be something that someone would more likely stumble upon.
Yeah. And if you saw a file that said nothing, you might click on it. But if you saw one that said Zother, you definitely would.
What?
But don't worry. No one's ever going to scroll down to the Z's.
Right.
Wait, so you keep stuff?
He keeps links to the things he loves.
I have links to the things that I like, yes.
Oh.
You don't have links to any sites or any videos where you go, I could use this 100 more times.
No, I mean, there's just a plethora of choices out there. So I like this. I'll change it up.
He doesn't get attached.
Oh. Well, I do
change
that.
It up.
That's nice.
I
you're a romantic.
Well, I am a romantic. Porn. That's true. But I would.
He doesn't spend time with a lady and not fall in love with her. Come on. Hello.
Who doesn't?
You.
What? I don't know what that meant. Anyway.
Really? You save links to them.
Did you, my next text, 707. Did you guys mention Dennis Richmond passed away? He was an institution in Bay Area news.
No,
that is my
I didn't.
Next story.
Oh, all right.
Dennis Richmond, one of the most recognizable anchors in Bay Area news, has passed away at the age of 81. That's according to KTVU. He retired in 08. Which is the year I came back here.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see him much since I've returned, but I remember him and have met him.
Yeah.
In my first go round, which was from 97 to 02. I loved him.
Yeah.
Like I loved that guy.
He was a staple. Absolutely.
Super respectable. I remember, you know, certain people who know me in advance when I've met them, they have a certain look on their face. He had that. I loved it. He was very like, okay, I see you coming. Mm. And it was cool. I like him. I felt like he liked me. Who knows? Maybe his wife would go, he didn't like you.
But no, you're very likable. And honestly, you're just so funny because you're a newsman with your colleagues.
Right.
You would always say whenever you would talk about anybody from the local news, it would be like a, you know, someone who was a contemporary of yours. And it was,
well, of course.
And he was, you know, Yuzi, our old producer years ago, she would always have KTVU on in the morning. So there would be like a promo from him or, you know, I was very familiar with him. It's funny. I'm looking at pictures of him right now and just thinking, man, time is just crushing.
Well, he was sturdy and like masculine in it, like had it pouring off him. With his big, thick mustache.
Yeah.
And he was very broad-shouldered. I don't know if he played sports, but he looked healthy.
Yeah,
he looked
sure did.
Like a strong, healthy dude. So anyway, one of the first black anchors in major market news, Dennis Richmond, has passed away at the age of 81. They say here he covered major Bay Area stories, including the kidnapping of Patty Hearst.
Wow. Jeez.
The Loma Prieta earthquake, the Oakland Hills firestorm, among many others. So anyway, rest in peace, Dennis Richmond. You were loved.
You were. Way to make a mark. And like, don't you have a good feeling about him?
I do.
Such a nice,
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I didn't really, he retired and then he went off to live
don't
and do
his
thing. Don't
be happy in his retirement.
But,
as long as you get in retirement.
I would love to have seen him again before... Now, just didn't happen. Okay. This story is about the coming week is the week for love.
Okay.
Valentine's is next Friday. Not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. Valentine's Day.
And you got
everybody.
A lot of work to do, Vin, because your wife's birthday is that week. And isn't your mom real close to that too?
My mom is on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Sandy's a Valentine's baby? Mm-hmm. No wonder she's so lovable.
I'm not a real... February is like a lot of people I love have birthdays and stuff going on. And right. I see February coming and think, oh.
God, I'm going to have so much work to do.
Oh, come on. Anyway... Since it's Friday night, 61% of single people say they're going on a first date on Valentine's Day.
Of how many percent?
61% of single people say, yeah, I'm going on a date on Valentine's Day. It's Friday night.
A first date or just a date?
It says first date here.
Incredible. Like I'm going to
make it happen.
Talking to someone online and I've decided this is the person, this is the night and this is the person. First date.
There's a new poll out on the dating experiences people have had, and 80% of Americans say they've been on a wonderful date at some point. 50% say they've been through a terrible date.
On Valentine's.
I don't know if that's specific.
This is just
dating stuff.
All right.
44% of people have tried to double date.
Oh, yeah.
This is the interesting one. 38% of people have become platonic friends with someone they initially met by going on a date with them. That's really surprising to me because if you don't connect, how do you keep that conversation going? If it's like...
If it's a stranger, especially, right?
I don't want to date you again. And so I'm saying no, but let's be bros.
Maybe they mean like it's someone that they sort of knew. And they asked him out for drinks or something, and then they hit it up, and there was no attraction, but they were like, you're great, let's hang out. And they both agreed that they would be friends, so like a work friend or so. I don't know.
It's very strange.
It
because
is strange.
Usually
that's
dating
that's a high number.
Is a keep or punt.
Right.
Like, yeah, let's keep trying this, or
I don't think this is going to work.
We're done
right
here.
I guess the only way would be if you sort of knew someone. I don't know.
Another 38% have agreed to go on a date with someone they weren't attracted to. That's surprising.
A couple drinks later.
Well, I can't say it that way. I was going to say, that sounds more like a woman saying, I'll go out with them and just see what happens.
Yeah.
But I think...
And then the conversation's good and you stay for more than one drink. And
you know,
think,
as John has so aptly put it, Sarah, guys will bone anything.
Mm-hmm. So hurts. Maybe, it still hurts.
Yeah, maybe that is. But the weird part is he was just trying. You were like just trying to get confirmation you were dressed right, properly.
But,
well,
and that, so that's
good.
He looks me up and down and goes, don't worry. Guys will bang anything. Like that's hurtful.
It is.
I mean, it's, you know, I think, well,
not true either.
John has this thing where he.
It isn't true.
Not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? You don't think that we're
discerning in any way? No.
Oh, I have been many times.
I've actually watched you. Someone was making a very, very forward attempt at getting your attention.
No, I have. I
watched
this to you
go, no.
I actually, and I mean it too. I'm not kidding. This is me looking back on my life. I left a lot of good times on the table. Mm. Like I blew it. I should have just been me. I'm sitting here going, I don't want to catch anything. Mm. I don't want to have to.
Well, this one girl was going to be trouble because you could just tell they were going to be, it was already sort of problematic. But in your mind, you're banging her.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah. Really, the two of them look at each other. Yeah. Oh, of course not.
She knows. Everyone.
Oh, look. Let me retract that statement. That's probably not true.
All right. Mm-hmm. 35% have had sex on a first date.
35%?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done that.
It seems low.
I know.
Well, do you even call those dates?
No.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you went to dinner and then came home and banged.
Well, then that's definitely a date. But yeah. If you're just like, hey, I just met you. Let's you wanna.
Yeah, I'm the chick that was singing those songs on stage.
Yeah, let's have some drinks.
Mm-hmm. It's time for you to service me.
Yes.
Give me what I want.
That's right. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Australia's let's a lonely do. Place.
You didn't have that. Did those boys back in the day on that run you were on do that too?
Sure.
Oh.
Why not?
Why wouldn't they? Guys like that.
No, I know. I like that too, but here we are in an alley.
Oh, what? That's not doing anybody in alleys, Vin. I mean, I get that you're picturing that, but that's not how it would go down.
Behind the bar, by the dumpster. Maybe that's where all your dumpster smell
yeah,
stuff's
that's coming
where,
that's from. What yeah. it is. I was like, oh God, I leaned up against a dumpster again.
Gross.
Oh, that's fun.
29% of people say they've gone on a blind date.
Alley.
25% say they've been stood up on a date.
Yes.
17 say I stood someone else up on a date.
Yes.
6% have tried speed dating.
Oh, I've always thought that that seemed like super fun. Like how silly and fun. And if there was a spark, would you just be like, okay, I really like you. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, we're done here.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Because then how would you even remember? I don't remember his name or what number contestant he was.
Here are some suggestions according to the article I'm reading, so you don't need to tell me I'm right or wrong on this. It's just some suggestions.
Okay.
Going out to dinner or lunch at a restaurant, watching a movie at home, that's not a date.
That isn't a date. That's like a Netflix and chill situation.
Eating a meal at home, also not a date. Going to a park, going to a beach, but here I am telling you they're wrong and this is the article and yet.
Those are wrong. Those aren't.
They are wrong. You're right.
Those are more hangs than dates. Like to me, a date. Well, you could say, but not for a first date. Please come to my home. I want to cook for you. That's kind of a date. You've planned it out. You set a nice table. You've made a nice meal. You know the person will like. And now you've got a movie planned. Okay. All right. That's sort of date. But that's really a date. That's like, well, you're here. I'm here. Isn't this our time? Bedroom's that way. Let's go.
My apartment on the beach that I bought many years ago, it's very small. Our whole family like can spend the night. We
right.
could live in it, but you wouldn't.
Yes.
You would be in each other's way at all times.
Right.
But man, if I had stayed single or been a single guy, going to watch the sunset right down the street and coming back and having a meal there.
I'm getting laid.
It would have been
tonight.
A lock on just about every track.
Well, plus you're Vinny the whole time, man.
The beach sunset is like, it's so rad when you realize a lot of people migrate out there nightly.
Yeah.
It's
that one thing when you went live the other night, I was like, that's lovely.
It's a shared
you walk
experience.
Out onto this
it's
sort
really
of jutting,
bitching.
Like a rocky outcropping into the water, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other people and everyone's kind of hanging and it's the end of the day and there's the sun touching the horizon. It was beautiful.
And there also is the waft of doopy weed.
Oh, what fun.
Mm. Everybody's busy.
Yeah.
My place is pretty set for that. We got a nice roof deck that overlooks the city and there's a restaurant in my building.
Oh my God, there is?
And you're single.
Kinda.
All the single ladies.
Mostly
single.
It's complicated.
Well, anyway.
But boy, it's sad.
Watching a sunrise or sunset, stargazing, all things you can go do. People seem to be cooling on going to see a movie at the theater.
Theater?
Did I say it wrong?
No, it's perfect.
You are getting attacked this morning,
It was perfect.
His handwriting is...
Well, his handwriting is terrible.
Jesus. All right. What's coming up in the trash?
I don't know. Jane's coming in. She wants to see that example.
No, she's not.
Well, she should see it. You should show her.
I already scribbled it out.
Oh, man.
I scribbled it out before you told me
she
wanted it.
You can't write some more stuff?
No.
That's impossible.
I'm not going to write some more stuff.
Coming up, the goat and the kid.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.